This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is it now champion's pose? TJ Watt, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, as he signed a massive extension yesterday. Normally, it'd be great to have Ken Carmen come in and talk about that, but he is getting a procedure today. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. We will talk TJ Watt. And the rivalry with Myles Garrett, does he take a step forward here? We have plenty to talk about today, but I have to first welcome in my good buddy, Jason Lloyd of The Athletic. Jason, welcome in.
I texted Ken yesterday and said, rest in peace to your man parts.
Did you get that done?
No, I didn't.
You were playing with fire.
I like to roll the dice.
Boy.
I'm a Vegas guy.
No kidding.
I like to throw the dice, see what comes up.
What, did you get talked out of it or what? All your buddies, didn't they have it done?
I don't know. We never really had that conversation.
That's the only conversation me and my buddies have been having for the last few years.
Did you get it done?
Yes.
Oh, I think yes, I remember I that. Did. It was relatively recent, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was because we rescheduled it. It was, I don't know, was it 3 months ago, whatever. Came into work. Afterwards, went right there. Had a lot of awkward conversation with the doctor. Had quite a scene inside the room. They had stadium bleachers set up. Much like the
PSLs
Seinfeld episode.
Or no PSLs?
Well, in this one, I don't know what people paid, but they got their money's worth. Okay. There's no doubt, because I got it taken care of. And I drove myself home. Kenny, on the other hand, today, day off of work. I believe he is getting ushered in. Who's driving him?
Oh, yeah, they're sending a driver in for him,
I think he's got a driver. Yeah. Maybe Odyssey's paying for that. Not sure. But he's going to get it taken care of. I reminded him, once they finish the right side, you think, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
And then you forget, oh, yeah, the doctor has to go down to the end of the leg, to the foot. Then he pivots and comes up and goes, all right, second time around. And then it's over after that. But it's no big deal. It was no big deal.
I never had it.
I think he might try to call in today. Of course, we have a cavalcade of individuals that are going to be a part of the show today. We're very excited. We're going to be talking to Curtis Danberg at 7 o'clock, Nathan Zagura at 9 o'clock, and a special treat, a new sport here in the Buckeye State, sanctioned sport, as, believe it or not, folks, Ohio has become the 17th state in the nation to officially sanction girls flag football as a varsity sport. In fact, they will be handing out hardware starting in 2026. To talk about that and so much more, Jason Lloyd. Of course, I got Owen in here. Mitch is running around trying to, he's been trying to cover the Coldplay story from all angles as this has been a national firestorm. But Jason, that's not where I wanted to start, because I talked to you yesterday on the phone, and where were you or what were you in the process of doing?
I don't remember. Oh, what was that when I was trying to assemble a travel baseball team?
You were doing that indeed. And then I started throwing numbers at you because I've been doing the deep dive. I read a New York Times piece, I believe, about how youth sports, now the price range roughly, was it $42 billion that it's worth? And the private equity is now getting involved. And I said, Jason, fix your youth sports. What's going on? Why are you pricing out the common kid? Why would you do such a thing? We're supposed to be talking to everybody now. And I feel like something that you are deeply embedded in, something that you're a part of, has now become outrageously expensive. And you seem to just be just cutting checks every step of the way.
It's, I mean, Owen knows this too. Owen's in this world, or about to be in this world.
If I've been there. It costs approximately one radio producer's salary per year.
That's why he's working. That's why he shows up every day.
I mean, I don't even want to. I didn't add it all up because I was afraid to. It would make me very, very sad. But, I mean, I got a son who's going to be a freshman in high school. Three sports. Football, swimming, and baseball. And I got a daughter who is now doing volleyball, cheer, and swimming. So you add all that up.
You want to tell people what the volleyball was?
Volleyball is $2,000 for 3 months, 4 months.
Oh my God. Thank God it's not year round.
Yeah. That's for, that's just from, I don't remember. I think it's December to like March or something like that. And then there's like, cause the team, I was looking at the team. She's never played before, and she made their second best team. So they go to,
wait a second. So she's a natural, or are they desperate for kids to fill out the team?
No, she's really athletic, and she's got some height to her too for her size. So she made their second team. And then I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, well, let's see. Last year they went to St. Louis, they went to Maryland, and they went to Florida. All right. So
they couldn't find enough volleyball competition within, so, I don't know, 30 miles.
You'll find out that this is his big deal. What about all the competition in your own town?
Well,
we used to travel to Lodi to play soccer every weekend because it's a convergence of Central Ohio and Northeast Ohio, and he was very upset.
Well, this is I'm actually with Lima on this because so part of the
you team, think there's enough in our town of
not in this town
15,000?
No, but with and maybe I'll come back to you next year at this time and say, yeah, I was wrong. But what we're trying to do with this team that we're building for next year is spend more on the training and teaching and development with pros and less on travel budgets to go all over the country and just do tournaments, Sandusky, Youngstown.
This is
Columbus.
For baseball.
Yeah.
And I understand why you're doing that. You're in a different age group than I am.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
You're going into high school.
Yep.
It's pretty
but also,
important for that.
Also, development. Like Owen, your kid is a standout wrestler and your kid knows
which one, Anthony. There's so many.
I mean, you've had one that's been.
I have one that's in Fargo in right now Dakotas. That cost me $1,800.
Right, right, and
for
and
two tournaments.
It could have been more. It could have been way more than that, right? Couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if he wanted to eat and things like that,
but he's got a cut. There's no eating. No, there's only
come on.
There's only the opposite.
He rolled in .4 under yesterday in the weigh-ins. It was great.
Did he wear the fat suit on the airplane?
We don't talk about that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, like, at the pinnacle of, like, say, high school basketball, what are you seeing now? Kids are joining the academies.
It's all AAU.
They're AAU. They are playing their high school ball. If they're so good that they can truly not just get a D1 scholarship, but we're talking if they have their sights set on possible professional basketball. They're just foregoing high school basketball in Ohio, in Indiana. It doesn't matter. Even though we've had good high school basketball in these states over the years, they're just going right to Florida,
yeah.
Right? Or Spire now. Spire just poached the coach that was one of the top national recruiters in the country, right? So you're seeing that. I understand at the highest levels. What age group are we talking here, Jason?
He's 15.
Freshman. Does he need to be... Does the opposition matter that much? Even if you told me all the best players are down in the South, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
Wherever. I could certainly understand that. Places where they play year-round baseball. I could understand that. But what are the goals of your child? Is it just to get as far as he or she can? Or are we looking at the goals to put them in place to get a D1 scholarship? You know, what are the goals? And does travel... Is that the only way to go about meeting those goals?
Honestly, the thing that I think I'm most sad about or disappointed about is the fact that, like, it's almost impossible to do three sports anymore. You can't do it. And my son's still trying to play three sports. So it's baseball in the summer, football in the fall, and swimming in the winter. And actually, swimming might be his best sport of all of them. But the swimming practices overlap with the baseball training in the winter. Baseball, and forget about vacations, like family vacations. I joke with my wife, our next vacation is going to be 2031 now, because baseball ends in mid-July. Football begins at the start of July. You can't go there. They're swimming over Christmas break. Can't go there. And it's just, there's no windows to do anything. And so, like, the thing that I said, like, the reason that we are pumping literally tens of thousands of dollars into these children is I want him to tell them no. I don't want them to tell him no. And you have to do it now. Like, if for him to get
you really feel you have to.
Yeah. Oh, you, yeah. If you don't, you will be behind. Your kid will be behind. If you don't do year-round training or at least off-season training, they will not keep up. And like, what's the goal? My goal, I think my son is going to play college somewhere. I'm not saying he's going to be Division I Ohio State. Not saying that. He will play a sport at a college somewhere. He's a really good athlete, really big kid, loves working out, strong. So he'll play something somewhere. I just don't know what that sport's going to be. And I told him, we had a conversation last week, we're getting to the point you're going to have to choose. Like, something's going to have to go because you just don't have enough time in your day to be able to keep up with all three. And that's the disappointing part, because, I mean, not to go old man yelling at the clouds, but when we were in school, you could easily play three sports. And I think there's benefit to that. I remember talking to Travis Kelce's dad about it. And Travis's dad, Ed, absolutely said, Hockey helped make him the football player that he is today. And cross training is really a thing. And he's against kids just specializing in one sport. I mean, you know, at 12 and 13 now, kids are dropping all these other sports and they're picking one sport. I think it's wrong, but that's the world that we're in.
I also think there's a class to it. And you'll hear most pro athletes say, I want my kid to do everything. Well, you're also in a different position than I am.
Yeah.
With the ability to be able to do all these things at the right time, right?
Yeah.
And also, when you're a famous, even if it's locally famous athlete, the door opens a little easier.
Oh, sure.
For your child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I agree with you on the, you've got to learn to, or they've got to pick one, right? If they want to, we're trying to work with that on the youngest one who's really good at two sports.
Yeah.
And loves a third one, right?
Yeah.
And he's only going into sixth grade. So I'm like, no, we're still doing everything.
Right.
But the one that's going to be a junior in high school had to, we talked about it on this show. He wasn't going to play football in high school, right? He was going to wrestle. That's his first love. And he knew that if he wanted to be able to start as a freshman, he had to start that training in September. And you can't do that if you're playing football, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, if you're giving away that time to another sport, now the other sport, you're falling behind, and now you're going to be, you know, middle, maybe a little above average in both things instead of at the top of one and maybe not at the other. And then does your child want to just be another kid in that sport, or does he want to be the guy, right,
and,
or the girl?
And when, I mean, Owen knows this, I coached his son in our rec team. I was always rec dad. Like, I did not believe in travel. I kept AJ in rec all through up until 12 years old.
Plus the price was right.
Well, the price is free. Yeah. And I coached him, and like, I thought he became an okay player. He was okay. But then when we entered the travel, and we were really late getting to the travel world, we were really late. He was 12 going into 13. And it sounds insane to say you're late. We were really late. And he had a lot of catching up to do. When I took him and then started doing the training with him and taking him to these facilities, I saw how that I really wasn't as good of a coach as I thought I was.
I remember those conversations that we had beforehand and then immediately afterwards, like, whoa, I didn't know.
And then I saw the way that they broke his swing all the way down to nothing and rebuilt it back up. And I was like, yeah, you really are a pretty crappy coach because you didn't actually teach him what you thought you were teaching him. But that's what you have to do. If for them to play at even a division two level.
Do you think, boy, this is the question that kind of jumps to the top of my head, which is, are all these sports at every level? We talk about basketball all the time, how much more skilled the kids are, ball handling and shooting. than they were when I was younger. But is the sport better at certain ages, right?
Basketball, no.
Well, are all these sports so far advanced that you feel like you're behind? Or is it just that, man, we just have this in our heads that if these kids went up, right, with all this money that they're dumping into individual skills and travel teams and all that comes with the obviously the gear and the expenses and baseball, it's the bats and this and that. If you put these kids up toe-to-toe with kids from 20 years ago, 40 years ago, are they that much better
yes.
with all that money?
Yes. It would blow them off the field. Yeah. So the baseball, I probably shouldn't name it, but the baseball facility where I took AJ, mm-hmm. I walked in the first day when they were like assessing him and everything. And remember the Proteus machine that Mahomes was using in the court? Yeah, they had one of those. For 10, 11, and 12-year-olds, they had a Proteus machine. And I'm like, I had one water weight and one rusty dumbbell when I was a kid, and that was weight training. And these kids now have literally $1 million worth of equipment at their disposal. It's not even close to what the kids...
Is it making them better athletes?
Yeah.
All that money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I know forever we'd say LeBron spends $1 million on his body, even though, like, Tristan Thompson is...
And not every child is the same.
Really?
Not every child is the same, but I think a lot of children see the investment that you've put into them and their effort level is different as well.
And that's the agreement I had with AJ. I'm like, listen, if you put in the work, I have no problem paying for it. If you don't put in the work, we're not paying for it. And he loves to work. So that hasn't been an issue. But kids today are so much better and so much more advanced than what we were at that age. But and a whole other conversation is how AAU has destroyed basketball. That's a wholly totally different conversation.
Second half of the baseball season getting underway soon. You guys pumped? Guardians, can they turn it around? And what's going on with Stephen Kwan? We'll talk about that and so much more. Also, Curtis Danberg going to come in studio at 7 o'clock. Guardians VP of Communications, Community Impact, about some special things that are happening right down the road from here, Carnegie, Ontario.
We'll have some tickets around that time, too, for this weekend's game against the Orioles.
Let's go. As they some life was breathed into the second half of the season, I think, right before the All-Star break.
I said it yesterday. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
You did say that. I don't know if I was totally buying your conviction on that one.
I just look at the schedule.
You casually said it, and you did point to the schedule, which is definitely...
Well, I'm
going to
say it casually, so... When they don't, I'll be like, well, you know.
I was only saying it casually. What's the difference? Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carmen. So we'll get to all of that. Plus, we have Hannah Lee, Cleveland Browns youth football manager, on some exciting news with, flag football. And there's a conversation about sponsored versus sanctioned. I know this. There will be a state champion crowned in 2026. So we'll get to all of that. Plus, Nathan Zagura at 9 o'clock, Cleveland Browns radio network. We did have some news yesterday after the show. And so it's a shame Kenny is not going to be here and instead paying attention to getting over to the doctor's office today for the procedure that he has. Because I know Ken would have had some fun with this. But Myles Garrett, no longer the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. As TJ Watt got his deal done, that was a big source of consternation with all of Steelers Nation. I know our station and our friends over at... Is it 93.7 there in Pittsburgh, our sister station? We've been going back and forth about this. Obviously, it has been a very, very loud offseason from Myles Garrett going on his media tour at Radio Row to getting his contract signed after asking for a trade. We say demanded a trade. I don't know if we could, looking back, I don't know if you say demanded a trade, but he did write a letter about it.
Well, he went on Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
He said a lot of words.
He did, but he ended up signing his deal. And TJ Watt signed his deal as well. 3 years, $123 million extension. Watt's deal, quote, sneaks past Myles Garrett's record-setting four-year, $160.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
$50 million deal that was agreed upon in March, the pass rushing market. For the third time in 2025, Watt also leapfrogs Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase for the highest paid non-quarterback. What do you make of all this, Jason Lloyd, and what do you think it means for the TJ Watt Miles Garrett rivalry?
Miles is the better player, and the contract's not going to change that. So I don't know what it really changes for the rivalry. You know, I at the time I wrote that the Browns should have traded Miles even after he signed the extension. I still believe that. But the one thing that I thought that as you see this play out, as you watch this play out, you know, I think the Browns have this philosophy that if you believe, if you know, then go. Like, if you believe in the guy, get it done early, because it's going to be a lot cheaper to be early than it is to be late. And the fact that I think they set the market on Miles is a good thing for them, because it was only going to get more expensive as it went. But at the same time, I think the NFL is probably throwing their hands up again, going, well, here we go with the Browns. Because I know, I mean, obviously the Deshaun contract felt that way to a lot of people. I talked to teams that were upset over the Njoku contract, the one that he signed previously, that they felt like it was out of range of the market and what he had earned. And now here they go again with Miles sort of setting the market. Not that Miles doesn't deserve what he got. Obviously, he's the best pass rusher in the league. But they set the market here for this, and now I'm curious to see what happens in Cincinnati now with Trey Hendrickson, because that's the next domino to fall. And then how does this impact them? And I think we all know Cincinnati does not like paying players
no.
an exorbitant amount of money, and they've got a lot of really good players coming up here. And though, I mean, they basically sold the naming rights to pay for Burrow, and now
it's just incredible to think about.
Yeah,
an NFL team with the amount of TV revenue they're getting guaranteed every single year, and it seems to go up exponentially,
yeah,
that you have a team in this state, yeah, in this division that is struggling with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the timing of it, I was told that when they took the name down, when they sold the naming rights, that was basically going straight to Burrow. That's basically, you might as well call it Joe Burrow Stadium.
What else can they sell?
Blood, plasma.
At this point, yeah, right. The whole part about this is the guaranteed money. And I wondered about Miles Garrett when he was looking for a deal. After Deshaun Watson got the guarantee contract, I'm like, do the Browns have a lot of negotiating power in something like this with Miles, and then Miles took it to the next level. What did Myles Garrett do? He wrote a letter saying, I want out. Yeah. He goes on Media Row. And it was a bit embarrassing for the organization. He could have gone scorched earth. I don't think he ever went scorched earth. What I mean by that is I don't think he trashed the organization like, they're a clueless organization. They're not trying to win ever. Like, I don't think he was ever saying that. And nor do I think he did that to Cleveland, because I think he always knew in the back of his mind that he was going to be willing if they came to him immediately with the right contract. He was clearly prepared to sign it because that's exactly what happened. How much more did he extract from the Browns in doing that? Was it worth the pain for him? Well, clearly he thought it was, because he got, I think it was estimated, $123.5 million guaranteed. Unfortunately, and this sucks for fans, these conversations have to get a little ugly for you to get what you want. TJ Watt, he had to be okay digging in and getting some Steelers fans mad. Steelers media, I mean, they turned on him because we played the audio from time to time here. So it has to get that way for you to truly get what you want. I kind of think fans in 2025 are not 100% okay with it, but it kind of seems to me, even after seeing the reaction of TJ Watt signing that deal, Browns fans are digging in the rivalry again. Like, we got the better player. Like, fans have gotten over a lot of them. The media tour. The problem for Miles is, I mean, if he doesn't fulfill expectations or come close, then it'll get brought up again.
Yeah. Once the ink's dry on the contract, then fans for the most part move on. I was surprised a little bit how many people agreed with me. Maybe that was just in the moment. I mean, certainly a lot of people disagreed with me too and were very upset with what I wrote, even though I don't think they really read the entire article. They were upset over one paragraph, and the whole gist of it was the Browns' two highest paid players now both told them they don't want to be here, and they just gave them enough zeros to where they said, yeah, it's not so bad here. Okay, we'll stay. But ultimately, the fans just want you on the field and they want you to produce. That's it. And certainly Miles will do that. The situation with Miles when in that negotiation to me was, he had 2 years of control left. He had no leverage. You have now given him a no trade clause. He went from no leverage to all of the leverage. And I never understood exactly why the Browns did what they did in that negotiation with Miles. But I mean, he's going to be a Brown for life, and that part of it is a good thing.
I do laugh because, you know, as fans, we're put in this spot where we have to cheer for our guy. We have to go all out for our guy in any arguments. Then the minute they ask for a trade, we took the calls every day, get him out of here. And part of it was, I got to be honest, like some of the stuff I said at the time, I'm like, if you were a new GM taking over the Browns and you saw their spreadsheet on salaries and you saw the ages of the guys that are all going to be out of here over the next few years, and you saw that they're coming off a 3-win season where they go 3-14, I do think you'd make the case as a new GM. You'd come in and talk to ownership and say, yeah, I think we should probably trade Myles Garrett. Yeah. This would be the way to propel this team into a rebuild in the most sane, most appropriate ways, which is load up, get the, what did we think we could get if we put Myles Garrett on the open market for the trade?
Maybe 2 ones, maybe.
Okay, 2 ones. Well, that's the way you start to do this in the best way possible, not to mention you got another number one out of the Travis Hunter trade.
Yeah.
But they kept him. They kept him, so it's weird because it seems like there's going to be a pivot here in the next few years, and it's why I've been asking the question, and you heard this show get into it over the last few days about the guard. Really, it ended up being the Guardians versus the Browns in terms of who's trying to win and who's not to. And this is something I do want to ask you about, but like, I could make the argument this year, are the Browns truly, even though they did sign Myles Garrett, are they truly about winning this season as we are getting closer and closer to training camp? Well, there is the internet story that we are not talking about that involves politics, but there is another internet story that has gone not just viral. It is like the story. Every newspaper, every website, I've seen it on TV over the Coldplay.
It's the biggest thing that's happened in a U.S. sports stadium this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I saw a tweet last night that said Coldplay hasn't made a single in years. Last night they made two.
That's good. Yes, a CEO in a lot of hot water. Just be careful when you go to these concerts. You might be, or sporting events, you might be shown on the Jumbotron with somebody you're not supposed to be. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. But 216-474-0092, Jason Lloyd is in for Ken Carmen. Jason, you heard all week. I think we've had four different disputes over this, which, you know, Kenny and I, we laugh sometimes. Sometimes we end up fighting over something we kind of agree about. And so we have gone toe-to-toe over, you know, comparing the teams in town, who wants to win, who wants to win the most, and whether it's just all about money. And certainly we've been arguing because, yeah, the Guardians had a terrible offseason. But I've given them the benefit of the doubt in recent years over their offseasons because, in the end, they end up being able to oftentimes win more than anybody else in town, and yet they're criticized the most about their effort level in trying to win. So you heard us screaming about that, and it often comes up. You know, we know about their unbelievably low payroll, and in fact, it went lower this year. Nobody seems to care about the finances of baseball when we have these arguments. But what did you make of that? What did you make of that? And more specifically, I mean, do you think the Dolans want to win? Because that's at the heart of that conversation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think for sure they want to win. I think the structure of baseball makes it a little bit more difficult than
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
As the other sports, the like the television contract in the NBA is what allows teams in Oklahoma City to spend what they do. And Dan here in Cleveland to spend what he does. A lot of that, I mean, yeah, of course, Dan has more wealth than the Dolans do if you want to compare pocketbook to pocketbook. The Haslams and the Gilberts are in a different stratosphere than what baseball is. But it really goes back to the television contracts. When you look at what the NFL signed, what is it, $11 billion or whatever the crazy number was on their TV deal. And now basketball is doing the same thing with their revenue deal, with their television contract, with going to Amazon and NBC. Part of the reason the NBA is not looking at expansion right now is because the owners want to keep the money for themselves. Mm-hmm. Baseball doesn't have that. And like of all the problems, and baseball's got a lot of problems, and I think baseball's about to face a reckoning here in their next collective bargaining agreement. And we'll see how that transpires with the cap. I think baseball needs a cap more than any other sport. But when you talk about does an owner want to win, yeah, they want to win. Now, I don't necessarily agree with every decision that they make down the path to get there. I'd like to see them take a little bit more risk on occasion or take more chances. They went all in 2016, obviously, with the Andrew Miller trade. They did make moves last year with bringing Lane Thomas in, and that paid dividends in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, Lane had a terrific series against Tigers. But there are times where it does feel like maybe they're risk averse. They have a philosophy of, and I think a lot of teams in baseball have this philosophy. And, you know, I was talking to Zach Meisel about it a couple weeks ago, that Jerry DePoto last year, whatever it was, sort of said the quiet part out loud, that we want to win 55% of our games, get to October, and hopefully you get hot and you're playing your best baseball in October. And it sounds a little bit insane to say, but I think a lot of teams look at it that way, that if we just have to be playing our best ball in October, get to October, be healthy, and be playing our best.
All right. Obviously, everybody's going to look at the payroll, and they're going to look and see where the Guardians are, which is embarrassing, right? You have other teams, you know, in your division that have, you know, more substantial payrolls, and we can look at market size, all that. I do caution people, like, there really is just, instead of going by market size, I saw people doing this with the Guardians, and they pointed out, you know, depending on which most recent area you're looking at, are they 17th, are they 18th, are they 19th in the country in market size? Okay, but you know, you lost your local television deal. That I think it exactly coincides with a drop in payroll, and they're not getting that money back. I mean, unless Amazon comes in and, you know, subsidizes all these small markets with an infusion of cash, but you know, then you're doing it all equally, right? Then every team is getting an extra 50 to 70 million depending on market size or whatever it is. I know Dallas gets like 120 in local TV revenue. The Guardians were projected to get 55, I think, this year, and now they may be getting 5 to 10. So obviously that's where it equals out. But the average fan, and what Ken is saying is, yeah, but you can't be at 100. League average is at 170 for payroll. So where would they be that would make you say, oh, they're trying to win now? That's the one thing I keep coming back to. Zach Meisel, your colleague, has said and come on this station and said, oh, they could spend more. But what does that equate to? How much do you think they could spend? Because, of course, they're telling you they're poor. They're crying poor over there. So what is the number that would satisfy Guardians fans? I would argue if they spent league average, $170 million, so that's a $70 million increase to get to league average, right? I don't know. It seems like the minute we get eliminated, fans would say we should spend more. So they're not really trying to win. I mean, because they think if Dan Gilbert owned the Guardians tomorrow, they'd spend $300 million.
Well, they would spend more. I do believe that. They would spend more if Dan owned the team. And I've had people tell me, like, no owner is going to go into their own pockets and take personal losses to float a professional sports team. But you know, and it's hard because like Dan today is much different than Dan 10 years ago. It's not the same man. And I don't think people grasp that. Like some of the personal health issues that he's faced, it significantly changed him. So in the past, a lot of that spending came with Dan's influence and impact and meddling in an organization and firing everybody all the time. And I said for years, everyone would say, I wish Dan owned the Guardians. I'm like, okay, well, you realize Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff would have been fired seven times over.
100%.
If Dan owned the team. That's not, I mean, we just saw Kobe get his third extension. So that's not necessarily the case anymore. I think Dan has changed dramatically after his health issues. But, you know, I mean, baseball does, and this doesn't get talked about enough, there are multiple revenue streams from baseball to the small market teams that cover a substantial part of the payroll. And It's all bargain in the collective bargaining agreement. It's all through revenue sharing. But the commissioner's office sort of keeps those numbers close to the chest on what they are. I've tried to get them before, and you just can't get them. It's impossible. And it's impossible to totally read through the lingo. You'd have to be a Harvard law graduate to understand. And it's intentionally written that way, to be complicated that way. But there is a significant portion of the payroll that is covered by Major League Baseball through revenue sharing. And when you say $170 million, I think a lot of that is inflated by the Dodgers and the Yankees at the top. Yeah, sure. But also it's suppressed at the bottom by teams like the Rays and the Pirates, who never spend. I mean, I've been told Bob Nutting, who owns the Pirates, is one of the makes more money off baseball than anybody, because he just pockets it all in Pittsburgh. So,
well, fans do not want to hear. That's the one thing fans don't want to hear, is that the Dolans, them not spending money also directly, you know, helps them out in their situation. I just keep adding, like, they did lose the local TV deal. That money is gone. They weren't spending before that. Then the answer directly is, we'll sell the team. But what I am telling you is, kind of think they're a distressed asset because of the loss of the local TV deal. Now, the Rays just got sold, reportedly, for 1.7. I know the Guardians were, the valuation was $1.2 billion, which is funny. Look at the NBA teams. I know it's the Celtics, the Mavs, and the Lakers, but whoa, did those teams get way, way, way more money? Are there owners lining up that would not only buy the Guardians, lose the local TV deal, and then spend closer to league average? I submit that those people don't exist. For anybody that says that there are people lining up to buy this team because it makes so much money, where is it? Because I think they would have sold already. Well, I do not think these owners are lining up, especially after losing $50 to $60 million a year, which is now the reality with the loss of the local TV deal.
I think if it's a distressed asset, I think it's more to do with the collective bargaining agreement than anything. And let's see how the next...
That there's going to be a work stoppage.
Yeah. So let's wait and see how this next CBA plays out, if there's a work stoppage, if there's a cap on the other side of it. Because I think right now... Everybody wants to get into pro sports ownership. Nobody can afford it. You need private equity now. I mean, the talk in some of the other sports, not necessarily baseball, is Saudi oil money is now coming in. Like, that's what it takes to own these teams. But the value of it keeps going up. But baseball's issue to me right now is the uncertainty over the collective bargaining agreement. And then if there's a salary cap on the other side of it, then I think it becomes very appealing. And they already have an owner lined up in David Blitzer.
I know, but... Where is the infusion of cash that we were told we would get when he would jump onto the team? It hasn't happened yet.
No, I don't know that was necessarily the case. Everyone wants to go back to when John Sherman bought in. Mm-hmm. And I've been told over and over and over again, that wasn't really the Sherman money. It was the BAMTech money.
Yeah.
And they spent it right away. It just happened to coincide with when Sherman came in. But you can also say that, yes, that money... The more that Blitzer buys, percentage-wise, is going to the Dolans, because Dan Gilbert's having a bake sale right now and selling 15% and is going to make $600 million, which, by the way, I'm really curious to see what he does with that, where that goes. I think part of it's going to the practice facility that they're building.
Didn't go to Ty Jerome.
It did not go to Ty Jerome. It did not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.